Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, Petersfield's annual meeting was disrupted by activists. Nine local businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy Stiletto Awards. Petersfield sees movement on the high street. Some are positive. And Isaac has this week's local sporting updates. I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Foreign Secretary is to travel to Brussels to discuss the most complex issues on negotiations. On Gibraltar, the nature of the territory's long-term post-Brexit relationship with the EU remains unresolved. A committee of MPs says the government needs a TikTok strategy to help combat misinformation, which is directed at young people. The charity is calling for a new migraine drug to be rolled out to patients across England as quickly as possible. Atogepant is a one-day preventative tablet for those who've tried other treatments without success. Debbie Shipley is from the Migraine Trust.
We're absolutely thrilled to hear that this is coming to the market. It's been available in Scotland for a while, so to get it approved by NICE and into England is brilliant. It could really affect the lives of about 170,000 people, which is a huge amount of people.
No disciplinary action has been taken against anyone involved in the Police Service of Northern Ireland data breach. Chief Constable John Boucher says the error that is set to cost hundreds of millions of pounds was due to a system failure, as he's insisted he will not preside over a blame culture within the PSNI. In August of last year, the details of almost 9,500 officers and staff were mistakenly published in response to an FOI request. A report is warning some schools in England could be forced to close as falling pupil numbers hit their finances. The Education Policy Institute says schools could lose £1 billion in funding by 2030. The president of the National Association of Head Teachers, Simon Kidwell, has been explaining the consequences of having fewer pupils.
So our school, for example, which is in Cheshire, we get just over £4,000 per pupil. So every single drop in pupil numbers goes and affects the school budget. So if we have a 10% drop, that's going to be a £200,000 loss across the whole school, which would mean a number of classes closing.
And O.J. Simpson has died of cancer at the age of 76. He was a running back for the Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers before being acquitted of murder in a trial in the mid-90s. His death was announced by his children on his X account. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eatbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Jo Gray at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Petersfield's annual meeting was disrupted by activists. Stephen Martin reports.
The drama usually stays on the stage at the festival hall, but two activists from outside Petersfield brought it into the Rose Room on Wednesday. Labour politician Howard Lindsley came from LIS. He didn't like Petersfield's decision to receive a report from the current police commissioner during this election period.
I believe that this meeting is illegal. You have, by law, to invite all candidates.
I think you've just made your point.
But independent councillor Jamie Matthews was having none of it.
I have distaste for all political parties, and I don't want this meeting to be disrupted by people making a political point.
And Petersfield's mayor reassured the meeting.
I would like to say to residents here, we have taken legal advice, and we're very pleased to welcome Donna Jones to give us an update.
Separately, a woman from Winchester was removed by police after interrupting the event. There are four candidates standing for the Police and Crime Commissioner role. We've put their details at shineradio.uk.
Nine local businesses have been shortlisted for the Muddy Stiletto Awards. Shine Radio is featuring a nominee a day before the voting closes next Thursday. Today we hear about Phil Cage coaching in Petersfield. Neurophysio Bev Bull is a fan.
Very, very kind, very, very caring, and apparently the class are all feeding back to me. They have a good amount of banter. Everybody's thrilled that Phil has made the final. If he wins, some of the female class members are going to find a pair of high heel shoes for him because it's the Muddy Stilettos Award, and they're going to get him to walk across the field.
To vote, go to Muddy Stilettos. .co.uk. Petersfield sees movement on the high street. Some are positive. As part of our endeavour to support local independent businesses, we hear from Justin, co-owner of Chapel Street Vintage and Antiques, that is expanding this weekend.
Well, Joe, we run Chapel Street Vintage and Antiques. From Saturday, it's going to become more tools and gardenalia, so pots, statues, garden tools, etc. And on Saturday, we are opening 16B Interiors, which is for inside furnishings, mirrors, lamps, chairs, chests of drawers, etc., etc.
What kind of things do you sell?
It's all mid-century, antique, anything really. Anything that we like, we put in the shop.
Business must be going well if you're expanding.
Well, we've got to give it a go, Joe. Everyone around town's been supporting us, which is great, bringing things in. We just need some more room, really, so that's why we're giving the expansion a go.
And here's Isaac with this week's local sporting update.
Petersfield, the Rams Football Club, drew 3-3 in their game versus Fareham last weekend. Fareham went up in the 8th minute before Cornwall equalised for us, but Fareham scored two goals in quick succession to restore their lead. A goal from Kimber in the last minute of the first half saw us go into half-time only a goal behind. In the end, it was an absolute screamer from Merritt in the final minute of the game that won us a point. And Petersfield women's hockey team have won their last game of the league 4-2 versus Portsmouth, meaning they have won their league. They absolutely dominated throughout and ended with only one loss, 14 points ahead of second place. In other news, the men's hockey team finished second in their league with another commendable season. Petersfield's rugby team have confirmed their top spot in the league with a game to go, and the women's football team lost 5-3. All in all, an incredible week for sport in Petersfield.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, it's Andy at the Shine Radio Weather Desk. We're looking at a dry day today in the Petersphere, but staying overcast most of the day. It'll feel mild for the time of year with temperatures around 16 degrees, but the southwesterly breeze will make it feel more like 13. We have high tide today at 14:51, coming in at 4.6 metres, and sunset will be at 19:55. And then Saturday is looking dry, maybe a chance of drizzle first thing, and overcast most of the day. Stay with Shine Radio and have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Dragon Street has multiway lights in place and Reading Close has give or take traffic control in place today. That's while South East Water carry out work. Work continues on London Road in Sheet and Collins Close in Nywood is closed today while Southern Water carry out work. Work also continues on Cook's Pond Road, that remains closed. And in Liss, Patrick's Corpse Road, give or take traffic control in place today. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaim and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotment where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.